This is the duplicate tape of Mr. George Liu's interview from an original tape, 90 minutes, to a 16-minute tape.
The Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. October 18, 1979. This is an interview of George Liu, conducted at his residence in Los Angeles by Beverly Chen. All right, Mr. Liu, I'd like to ask you what your parents' place of origin is. Were they born in China?
They were both born in China.
Which part of China?
Southern part of China.
Southern?
Yeah.
Canton?
Well, it's interior Canton, but they call it Seiji, but that's among.
Seiji?
Yeah.
And is that the dialect they speak?
Yeah.
And what did your father do?
Well, my father came over this country, and he's a tailor.
Was he a tailor back in China, and then?
I don't know. I was too.
Okay. And after he came over here, he worked as a tailor.
Yeah, he opened a business as a tailor.
And when did he come over?
That I don't know. But, you know, the old-fashioned Chinese, you know, they came over here through Mexico, and they claimed they were born here.
Oh, is that how your father came?
Yeah.
Oh.
He claimed he was born here. You know, that time the immigration wasn't until the years now.
I see.
So he went back to China and visited a few times, and he claimed he had a bunch of kids. He bring all my cousins over.
Why did he claim he had a bunch of kids?
So he can bring his cousins over.
I see. And then when did he get married?
That I don't know either. After he went back to China 2 or 3 times, then he adopted me.
Adopted you?
Yeah, I'm adopted son.
Oh, I see. And but he did get married, right? Before he adopted you.
Oh yeah.
And
they have one daughter on their marriage.
And they didn't have a son.
They didn't have a son.
Ah, I see.
So when he went back to China, maybe third or fourth time that he adopted, they adopted me in Hong Kong and Canton.
And did you know who your real father?
No, I don't. I asked her, they won't tell me.
Really, they know though.
Oh yeah.
So, when did you come to the United States?
1923.
To Los Angeles?
Well, first we left San Francisco, then to Los Angeles, and then we went to Arizona for a while, and then from Arizona I come to Los Angeles.
So, in which year did you arrive in Los Angeles?
In what year?
Yeah.
I don't quite remember what year. But within a couple of years, maybe 25 or 26.
When and where were you born?
I was born in 1912 in Canton.
So you spent some time there about 10 years, 11 years?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Meantime, they took me to Interior China.
Hmm?
They took me to Interior China.
Who's they?
My parents.
Oh.
Adopted parents.
Oh, your adopted parents. They adopted you when you were very small?
Yeah, when I was a baby.
Oh, I see. I thought it was much later.
Oh, no.
I see. And they took you to Interior of China?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I guess that's their home. You see, he came during the World War I. He started the Chinese... He went to Hong Kong and started Chinese, what do you call it, Fujikpo.
Do you know how to find it?
No, I don't. You know what Fujik is?
Fujik? Is that something to eat?
Yeah, it's soybean curl.
Yeah, those, yeah.
Fujik, soybean curl. Yeah.
Yeah.
He started that, but by the war was going on, he couldn't ship it to the United States. They all got mildew. So he lost his fortune.
He wasn't a tailor from the beginning?
He was a tailor then, but he went back there and tried to make fast money by manufacturing.
Oh, and that was in World War I?
Yeah.
I see. So, he came here very early as a tailor. Then around World War I, he went back to China.
Yeah.
No, he went back to China before World War I to get married.
Yeah, and then he started that Fujikpo, you know, bean curl. And then he couldn't, by the war, I guess all the ship is taken, and he couldn't ship it to the outside the world.
He was trying to ship it to the United States to sell it to the Chinese here.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. And then what did he do after he went bankrupt?
So he came back to the United States and worked again.
Oh, I see. As a tailor again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When was that? When did he come back to
that? That I don't know.
And you were here already?
No, I wasn't here.
1923.
1919 was
there. That's right. Excuse me. I made a mistake. Okay. And what languages do you speak at home? With your adopted mom and dad?
Just a plain Shei Yi Hua.
Uh-huh. Did they teach you how to read and write in Chinese?
Oh, I went to school. I went to school for 7-8 years.
Starting from being back in China?
Yeah.
When did you start going to school?
About 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so you went for about 6 years before you came here.
Yeah.
And after you came here, while you were in Arizona, you didn't go to school, did you?
I went to American school.
Oh, you went to American school?
Oh, yeah.
Were you able to pick up the language quickly?
Well, to tell the truth, it's very funny, see. The teacher tried to show me a ball, you know, a ball that you play with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She keep on asking me what that is. I was scared to say a word because I didn't know what it meant. And the Chinese says ball too, see? But I didn't open my mouth.
Uh-huh.
If I opened my mouth, I got it right, but I didn't.
And so, what happened then?
So, later on she told me.
Oh.
And that's how I knew.
And what about the other kids? How did they treat you? Both in Arizona and in Los Angeles?
In Arizona. Well, in Arizona when I go to school, mostly Mexicans.
Oh.
Mostly Mexican kids, very few white kids.
Did you talk to them or play with them?
Oh yeah, I play with them, I swing with them and everything. But they're mean.
Oh, I see. Did you get into fights?
No, I don't get in fights, but what they did is, when you teeter-tot, you know teeter-tot.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, you sit one end, they sit on one end, all of a sudden they get off and let you fall down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then when you came back to Los Angeles.
Well, when I came to Los Angeles, I worked for an Irish woman.
Worked for who?
An Irish woman.
Oh, an Irish woman.
As a houseboy.
Ah, then you were only 12 years old.
12, 13, but I get my room and board in $1 a month.
Oh, my. Did you go to school?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Wilton Place.
Wilton Place?
You know where that is?
Uh-uh.
8th and Wilton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went to school there for about four or five years.
Is that, that's an elementary school? Or
it's a grammar school.
Junior?
Grammar school.
But if you were already 12 or 13, don't they make you go to...
No. No, I was in a third or fourth grade then.
Oh, I see. Okay. And, but you live with your parents. Did you live with your parents?
When I came to the United States, no.
No?
No, I never lived with my parents. I just go around, grow up.
Oh. Why didn't you live with your parents?
Because I didn't have any here.
Your father was here with you?
My father died before I came.
Oh. Oh.
My father passed away before I came to the United States. He went back to China and died.
When was that?
What?
Roughly, do you remember? How old were you when he died?
Well, he died before I came to the United States. About 2 or 3 years later. He died by maybe 1920.
Oh, I see. And then why did you come to the United States by yourself?
Because my father left the money for his brother to take care of me,
mm-hmm.
to put me through college and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. And he wants me to go through school and all that stuff. Instead of that, I went to Arizona. My uncle was living. My uncle and his children took care of their kids. Before I go to school, I got to get up in the morning, cook,
mm-hmm.
light the fire. We have no gas. We have a wooden stove.
Mm-hmm.
I have to light the fire and everything. And then they cook on top of that, and then they cook on me in the morning and all that stuff. I got to cook all that and let my nieces and all them stuff to eat first. And I got to wash the dishes before I go to school.
Mm-hmm.
After I come home from school, I got to wash diapers
mm-hmm.
and cut wood. And then after the kid goes to sleep, I got the sack beans and sugar and all that stuff, and they charged me $30 a month, took all my money.
Oh, God.
I didn't, by the time I ready to go to college, they said I owed them money.
Oh, gee. But I thought you said you lived, or you worked for an Irish woman.
Yeah, after that I come out here before I worked for her. When I was in there for 2 or 3 years, they took all my money.
Where were they?
Phoenix. Arizona.
Oh, and that's why you were in Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, because your uncle. Let's see.
Yeah, they took all my money.
All the money your father left you.
Yeah.
But they
because
didn't.
It wasn't for my father, they wouldn't even have a business.
Well,
my father put him up to business.
Oh.
His money put them up to business. See, my uncle was a houseboy too when he was a year. And he met this guy. He met this guy in church.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy said to him, he said, I want to go back to China and get a gay nai?
Hmm?
Gay nai, extra wife.
Oh, I see.
So he said, can you come to Arizona and take care of my business? He says, I don't know nothing about business. They met each other in church here, I said.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to my father. My father said, what do you know about grocery store? He said, I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so you're going to take other people's business? Suppose you run it down to the ground. So he says, the only way you can do it is you buy half the, buy half the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, how could I? He said, I got no money. He said, I put you up in the money. And
mm-hmm.
and all that money, we never got paid yet.
Oh.
And besides the money my father left for me to go to school, I never seen it yet.
So did you manage to go to college?
No.
You didn't? You never did?
No.
What did you do after you graduated from high school?
I didn't even graduate high school, grammar school.
Oh, I thought you went to...
No.
grammar school for a few years.
Yeah. I went high sixth grade there and I quit.
Oh.
And I went to work after that, and after that we went to, then I met Mabel, then we got married, then we went into business ourselves.
Oh, I see. What kind of business?
Well, first, went into restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when did you get married, by the way?
1940.
Uh-huh. Okay, and at that time, what were you doing? After the Irish woman, what were you doing?
Well, my cousin got me a job at a wholesale house. You know where they sell vegetables and everything? What they call market?
Like import?
No, market, you know, vegetables.
A market, oh, excuse me.
Seventh and Central Market.
Mm-hmm.
He got me a job on that from Roosevelt Administration to have old
TWA.
PWA.
What's PWA?
Public Working Assistant.
Oh.
So they got PWA, in other words, put everybody to work.
That was depression, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
$16 a week.
$16
from
a week?
12 midnight till 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, graveyard shift.
Yeah.
Gee.
$16 a week.
That's better than the Irish woman job.
Yeah. So he got me a job and he got his brother a job.
Uh-huh.
So he sent his brother through college, but didn't send me. See, his brother's supposed to be my brother according to the paper.
Really?
According to our passport.
His brother is supposed to be your brother?
Yeah, because they came under my father's passport.
Oh.
He was 2 years younger than I was.
Mm. And who was this man that got you the job?
My cousin. Still supposed to be my older brother, according to the passport.
Yeah, but in fact, he was your cousin.
Yeah.
I see.
My father only got one daughter and one son.
Right.
See, but he claimed three sons.
Oh.
So he got my older cousin and then my younger cousin.
Oh.
Came over, but my younger cousin during the World War II, he was a major in the United States Army.
Oh.
Yeah, he's retired now.
Oh.
Retired as a major.
And how about your older cousin?
He just died last year.
Oh, I see. Did you all live together or see each other often?
The young one, he's in Washington now. I haven't heard from him or see him for the last 5-6 years till I saw him in funeral service.
Oh, I see.
But he has 2-3 kids and they all married. All his kids married to a Caucasian.
Oh. And after you married Mabel, you said you got into the restaurant business?
Yeah.
And then how long did you have the restaurant business, and where was it?
In Western Avenue and on 4300 Western Avenue.
Uh-huh. And
in L.A.
When did you start the restaurant? When did it end?
1942. Mm-hmm. Around 1942. But meantime, I worked in the defense plan. Otherwise, I have to work in the defense plan.
Defense plan?
Yeah, North America.
I don't understand. You operate a restaurant and you also worked?
I operate a restaurant every day of the week. But when I work in a defense plan, I open only weekends.
Oh, you only go there for weekends?
We only open at weekends.
Oh, you open only on weekends?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I see. And how long did you have the restaurant before you got rid of it? Or did you get rid of it?
For about 2 years, 2 or 3 years we operate. And then from there on, then I went to Culver City and opened and buy an American restaurant.
Oh, I see. This was a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, so you operated an American restaurant. What kind of restaurant was it?
American food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Coffee shop or?
Yeah, it's got a lot of coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. And Mabel also helped you?
Yeah.
And how long did you have that one?
20-some-odd years.
Oh, really? Yeah. And is that your, the most, in, well, what it, was that the major source of income?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you didn't have that defense job?
No, I quit the defense job because they wanted me to go to the bathroom and smoke. I worked too fast.
What?
In a defense job, you know what they do, don't you?
No.
Cost plus. You know what cost plus means? What the job costs them, another word is, every time they pay me, they get 10% more.
Oh.
Cost plus.
Oh.
So when I work too fast, see, I used to rivet it, bombardier doors.
You what?
Bombardier doors.
Oh, you worked on the bombardier
doors? You know, in other words, you know what a wing is?
Mm-hmm.
On the bottom of the wing, I used to rivet all those.
Rivet?
I riveted.
Uh-huh. And that was your job?
That was my job. I supposed to only rivet 4 a day.
Uh-huh.
I rivet about 18 a day.
Oh, good heavens.
They said I work too fast. So they, when, just as I come out to work, he said, I don't want you to take your toothbrush off. Just go to, stay in the bathroom all day and smoke.
Oh, okay.
So I done that for a week. I got tired. I quit.
Oh.
So that when I started quit, they wouldn't let me quit. They took me up to the defense department and everything and hold me up and pay me for 1 week's salary without doing anything. So because every cent they paid me, the government paid me 10 cents more.
Oh,
every dollar they paid me.
Uh-huh. But they were a private
contract. North American.
North American. But they, what they did is they got a government contract.
Oh, yeah.
To do those.
All this is a government contract.
Yeah. And they get 10 cents on top of it.
Yeah.
But they pay me.
Cost plus 10.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what that, so the former said, I don't want your work. So I got sick and tired of it. So I quit.
So how long were you at North America?
I don't remember. Maybe a year, year and a half. I even took a picture with a Chinese general.
A Chinese from China?
Yeah.
Oh.
I pretend I was ribbing. He stand there. I got a picture somewhere. They give me a picture. They got a big write-up in it.
Oh, that's great. In fact, we appreciate if you could lend us some of your pictures.
Well, you ask Mama. She, I don't know what she did with it.
All right. Oh, so after you quit and you sold your Chinese restaurant on Western Avenue. By the way, what was that restaurant called? The one on Western Avenue.
Fong's Chop Suey.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's your part of your first name.
Yeah.
Okay. And from approximately what time did you acquire the coffee shop? 46, 47?
I don't quite remember. But after I quit the bench job, then I went over there and bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but maybe around that time, 45, 46.
Now, and then after you had the restaurant for 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened after that?
Then we start buying lands.
Oh.
That's how we make our money.
In other words, I presume you sold your restaurant.
Oh, you mean the Chinese restaurant?
The American restaurant. After
no, we didn't sell it. We leased it out. We own the property.
Oh, you still own it?
No, we sold it now.
Oh, see. But you leased it because you say you owned it for about 20 years, and
yeah.
I thought you sold it in around the 60s.
No, I just closed it up. I just closed up and leased it, leased the building.
Oh, I see. Did you have any other regular job besides buying land?
No.
After the 60s?
Oh. No, after that we moved to Inglewood here.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to Inglewood, I worked for Chip's Cafe and I worked for Danny's Cafe.
Oh. Ships and Danny's and doing
yeah.
what?
Well, at Danny's I was a chef.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I was the head chef.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to be head chef because some of those American workers, they don't show up to work, they're drunk. Then I have to I have to do all their work and I don't get paid for it.
Oh.
See, I'm on the salary.
Oh, what happened to your sister?
My sister, she married, she went to Singapore.
Oh, so you don't see her?
No, I haven't seen her. But I think she died now.
Oh.
No, during this World War II, she went back to China and died.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about the place you were born, Canton?
Yeah.
Did you miss it when you came here?
No, because I don't remember how it even looked like.
Oh, I see. and, oh, your mother, she stayed back in China, right?
Yeah, but she died too.
Did you write to her when you got
here? I can't write, I don't know.
Oh.
My cousin does the writing.
I see.
What they do is they when I was young, I used to work with this American lady. They had me seesawing. You know what seesawing means? When Arizona, the business is good, they ship me back there and work for them at $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If the business is bad, I have to use my own transportation to come back here again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good, they'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But my cousin makes so darn much money, they went back to China. And Canton, and they bought about 40 acres. They built a house in the middle
mm-hmm.
of the 40 acre and have orange groves all around.
Back in China?
Back in China.
Mm-hmm.
And they send their daughter in China to go to school, and they talk to her on the phone once a week. At those days, $100-some-odd each time they talk
mm-hmm.
on the phone.
Wow. How about your mother? Does she keep contact with you some way or another?
No, she don't keep contact with me because of course she passed on, I told you that. When
mm.
I, what?
When
during the World War II.
Oh, so both?
So I have
your
no relation.
Mom and dad
yeah.
died when you were young.
Yeah.
But World War II, that was, you were already, what, 30 years old then?
Yeah. Yeah, they died during the World War II.
But your father died?
Before.
Before that?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was stubborn because he had a gallstone. He refused to operate. He went on and died.
Yeah, that. And your mother, after she was widowed, did you support her, or how did she make her?
Well, my cousin's supposed to send her the money from the business that my father put the money in.
Uh huh. Did he?
Maybe $30 a year.
Uh-huh. I see.
You know, when you have no in Chinese people, especially when they got the upper hand on you, they're just as crooked as any other nationality.
I see. You've never sent money to her or write to her or anything like that? Send messages back with relatives?
Well, some of my cousins. Every time they wrote a letter, tell them I'm okay, I guess. That's what they do.
I see. So you didn't get to see your mother since you left China?
No.
I see. In your daily life here over the past few decades, did you associate mostly with Chinese people?
American people.
American people?
I never associated with Chinese people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How about with blacks?
Where is that?
Mexicans?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Okay.
It's
so
because when we do business over there, all we have is American people.
Yeah, okay. Your customers are usually
yeah.
American people.
Yeah.
What about in your private social life?
Still American people.
Still American people?
Yeah. Because we don't go down Chinatown maybe once every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
In my younger day, I used to go downtown and gamble.
I see. You didn't have any Chinese friends?
Well, we did have a couple of Chinese friends, but they were in business too. But they, on weekend, they might come and see us, and we might go and see them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you speak English with Mabel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
right. We all speak English.
How did you get to know Mabel?
It's a long story.
All right. Because you said you knew mostly Americans, and I was wondering.
Well, she was taking singing lessons.
Uh-huh.
She got off Beverly and Fairfax,
mm.
So she was one bus stop sooner. She got off one bus stop sooner.
Sooner than
she's supposed to get off. She's supposed to get off Doheny.